Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Yengezel Passaic Clifton, continuing our Insights to the Daf series. Today's Daf is Meseches Chagiga Daf Ches. The topic is Davar Shebechova Einu Ba'olam Min HaChulin. Remember to pay up. Now, we're introduced to this concept back on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Beis is listing different korbanos that a person has to bring on Yontif, and the Gemara mentions on Daf Zayin Amud Beis the following rule. The rule is Dover Shebechova, something that you're obligated to bring. Einu ba'elam min achulin only comes from unconsecrated money. It must come from your own private funding. Meaning, let's say there's a person who has set aside over the year a large amount of Meiser Sheni money. And this person's Meiser Sheni money is enough for him to go and buy the requisite amount of karbanos that he needs for his Shalmei Chagiga and his Olas Re'iyah. The halacha tells us that on things that he's obligated to bring, he may not bring them from Chulin, but he must not bring them from Meiser Sheni, as that money has already been set aside for something else, for a different purpose. Rather, it must come from his own private funds. So we're saying that any karban that's a karban chova that you have to bring, like Shalmei Chagiga, which is one of the two karbanos that a person has to bring on Yontif, so that must come from chulin, that must come from his own private, unconsecrated funds. But let's say something that's not obligatory, for example, Shalmei Simcha, which, at least for, say a person is bringing a number of Shalmei Simcha over Yontif, he needs one every day just because he has to fill the mitzvah of Simcha's Yontif, since that's not obligatory, because there are technically other ways by which one could find karbanos to fulfill his obligation of Simcha. So in that case, that could already come from pre-designated funds, other money like Meiser Sheni that's been consecrated. We're introduced to this concept in the Mishnah, in the Machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The Machlokas is discussing the Shalmei Chagiga, which is obligatory, as the Torah says, V'chagosim oso chag l'Hashem. And we have this very interesting Machlokas. Mishnah says, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. The Karban Chagiga, the Shalmei Chagiga that's brought on the first day of Pesach. And of course, Gemara later on says it's not only limited to the first day of Pesach, it's limited, it extends to all the days of Yom Tov that we have to bring a Shalmei Chagiga on, also for Shavuos and also for Sukkos. But look what the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai Omrim Min HaChulin, you have to bring this from Chulin money. Beis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel says that no, Af Min HaMeiser, you can already bring this from Meiser money. So this should stand out of us as a question. Just got done saying that things that are obligatory can only come brought from Chulin funds. We said that the Shalmei Chagiga is an obligatory korban. So it says, V'chagosam oso chag l'Hashem. If this is the case, then how does the Gemara, or how does Beis Hillel, tell us that it can come from Maos Meiser? Very, very strong question. In fact, it's such a strong question. The Gemara asks of the second one, Daf Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, which has already been said, Beis Hillel Omrin Min HaMeiser. Amai, why is this case? Dover Shebechovahu. It is something which is obligatory. It can only come from private, unconsecrated funds. So you see over here, this is a strong question on Beis Hillel. And because it's such a strong question on Beis Hillel, obviously I have to relearn what Beis Hillel is talking about. And the Gemara is going to introduce a concept which actually is a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And that's the concept of tofel. Tofel means, could we split the funds, or could we supplement the funds of the chulin that you're going to be using with Meiser Sheni? Meaning, let's say a person doesn't have as much or enough of chulin money to bring for his korban, can he supplement that with Meiser Sheni money to pay for and to fulfill his obligations? So clearly Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel allows this. But within Beis Hillel, there's actually a three-way machlokes as to understand how this works. In other words, Beis Hillel says, yes, you're allowed to supplement, or you're allowed to combine funds, but what exactly you're allowed to combine is a three-way machlokas. The first opinion, brought down on Daf Chesem and Aleph, is the opinion of Chizkiah. Chizkiah says, Chizkiah Omar, Tofen Behema Le Behema. We can do this when it comes to animals. We can split the funds with animals. The intoflin mos mimos, but we may not do this with money. And Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan says the opposite. Toflin mos lamos, we can combine funds with money. The intoflin behema la behema, we may not combine funds with animals. Later on, Dav Ches and Mibes, Rav Sheshes is brought down, allowing to do for both. Now, what exactly is going on over here? So let's first explain the cases. Toflin behema la behema versus toflin mos lamos. Toflin behema la behema means, let's say a person has a number of people in his family, and everybody has to partake in the Shami Chagiga. And let's say the amount of people in his family or the amount of people in his group are greater than the amount that one animal could provide for. In other words, say he's got 15 people to feed, and one sheep is not going to cut it for 15 people. So he's going to have to bring multiple animals, let's say. Or he's going to have to bring, let's say, multiple animals, or he's got to bring more. Or actually, let's restate that. Sorry about that. Let's restate that. Let's say he has $50 of chulin money that he's able to use, but it's going to cost $100 to feed his family. So the question is, what do you do? If you're going to say toflin behema le behema, it means that you can combine the funds with animals, meaning what you do is, you buy two $50 animals. One of them, the money comes from chulin, and the other comes from Maaser Sheni. But you need to have at least, but you'll have one of those animals is going to be completely from chulin funds, and the rest could be mixed. It could in fact even be, you know, let's say you buy one $40 from chulin, and the next, the other one is $60, will have a little bit of Maaser Sheni and chulin in it. The other opinion, now the opinion of Rav Yochanan is going to say that would rather you have whatever you're going to be doing, it's better to go and mix the funds, meaning better to pay and better to have use Maaser Sheni money and chulin money together to buy, let's say, $100 animal as opposed to $250. So according to Rav Yochanan, the more optimal thing to do would be buy one animal for $100, including it, the chulin and the Maaser Sheni, as opposed to Chizkiya, who would say the more optimal thing to do is to buy two animals, have one of them be completely paid from chulin funds, and have the other one be paid for from Maaser Sheni funds. What is the machlokes? So it's brought down in the name of the Tosfos on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Dibur HaMatzil is Amai. And the idea is, what is better for a person to bring? Do we say it's better for a person to bring one animal worth $100? Or is it better to bring two animals, each worth $50? Which one is going to be bringing the greater kavod? Which one is going to be fulfilling this obligation of kol davar shebechova eino ba'alam min achulin in a better way? Do we say, according to Chizkiya, where he holds toflin behema le behema, it's better to bring more animals so that you can have one complete animal, one complete entity coming from chulin? Or do we say, like according to Rav Yochanan, you buy one animal, you combine the funding from both chulin and Maaser Sheni, let's say, and you have one larger, one greater korban. And as long as you have chulin included in that korban, that's enough to fulfill the obligation. Or do you say that from Rav Sheshes, who's going to be saying on the Bamba Dath Amud Beis, where Rav Sheshes says that it doesn't make a difference as long as you have chulin intertwined, be it two animals, be it one animal, the point is that you have enough, you have chulin in that korban, and that's enough. So we still brought down three opinions as to how we should be doing it. The question remains, though, is what's the nature of this halacha, that whatever you consecrate should come from chulin? So there happens to be a hakira that was said, and the hakira kind of goes like this. Do we say this is a special din in a korban? Meaning, what are we doing when we're bringing a korban? can understand it two ways. This din of Davar Shebechova, you know, Baal Menachulin, means that when you're bringing a korban to Hashem, you have to actually be giving to Hashem. And to show that you're giving something to somebody, or so that you're giving something to Hashem, means that what? It means that you're giving of your own funding. Taking money that's already been set aside, and so to speak, is not really yours, that's not really giving of Hashem. So this is the idea behind it. The idea behind it is that when you're giving a korban to Hashem, it has to come from you. Perhaps as it says in the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Adam ki akriv mikem korban, a person who, which is understood, is that when you're giving a korban, it comes from you. The question is this a halacha in all korbanos? Is this just a special korban halacha that, you know, exclusive to a korban? Or is this, excuse me for a second, let's backtrack a second, that's the rationale behind it. The rationale behind this halacha, repeat it again, the rationale behind this halacha is, again, when you're bringing a korban, when you're bringing such a korban, it must come from your funding because it shows that you're giving. The question, though, remains is to where does this extend? Is this a din in korbanos, exclusively to a korban? Or do we say that, you know, a korban is an obligation, almost like a neder? And does this apply to all obligations? Now, I might ask, what's a nafkamina? So we can give you a nafkamina. A nafkamina, between the two reasons, would be, let's say you have a certain obligation to give something that's not a korban. And a case that's brought down is from down the Chubas and Maharil. And this is a case that comes up on Purim. And the case is, let's say a person set aside Meiser Ksothim. He takes his salary, he takes his paycheck, and sets aside 10% every month. And that's his Meiser Ksothim. Purim comes along. And now he has an obligation of Matanos Levyonim. The question is, may he be Yotze, his obligation of Matanos Levyonim, with the Meiser Ksothim that he has given? And it happens to be that the Maharil says no. And the reason why the Maharil says no is this very principle called Dover Shebechova, Einu Ba Ela Minachulin, that anything that you are obligated to bring cannot come from consecrated funding. So you see over here, according to the Maharil, that this concept is a din not just in korbanos, but it's a din in any type of obligation that a person has. And this is in fact what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you may not bring matanos avyonim from Meiser Ksothim. So to summarize, what have we discussed? We've discussed the concept of Kol Davar Shebechova Einu Ba'al Minachulin. What it means. We said that it applies to all obligatory korbanos in the Mishnah for sure. We spoke about how Beis Hillel introduces this concept of Toflin, and how the Amoraim branch out and describe Toflin, and saying that is Toflin a function of, is it better to bring more korbanos, more animals, while having, well, 100% of one animal being from Chulin and the rest not? Or is it better just to bring a larger, nicer korban, and as long as you have Chulin in it, that's sufficient? Or do we say either one is the case? We spoke about how the idea is behind it, that when you're bringing such a korban, it has to come from you, and you have to show that it's something important to you by bringing your own money. And we brought down a question as to whether this is a din in korbanos or an obligation. When one nafkamina is brought down by the Maharil, where he says that you can have an obligation of matanos levyonim, can you use it from most of Meiser Ksothim, to which he says it may not, because the Maharil holds Davar Shebechova Einu Ba'al Minachulin applies also to non-korbanos in Yonim. Have a wonderful day.